Get Chris's forecast 24/7 at KRDO.com or by downloading the Storm Tracker 13 mobile app. KRDO News Time is 8:36. Joining me now on the KRDO Newsline is Kathy Hook with the Colorado Springs Fire Department. We chat with the fire department every Monday at this time with the latest going on throughout the area. And Kathy, we know the weather is gorgeous out there, but that also brings the high risk of fire danger. And of course, that's going to be prevalent for the next couple days.
Yes, good morning. It was such a beautiful weekend. Last week was beautiful. Again, we're going to have some great temperatures. While that makes us all ready for summer, we just have to know it is very dry. We got some snow, but with that sun coming out, temperatures in the 70s, our fire risk is high. And if you add just a little bit of wind to that, our risk even goes up more. So we're really asking everyone, please, please be so careful when you're barbecuing, when you're outside. Just a reminder that you can never smoke in city parks, but that is even more imperative right now just because the fire danger is so high.
Yeah, and really, as you'd mentioned, any little spark could fan a flame that could potentially be devastating here in Colorado Springs. And if you are out and about, if you are maybe working on your house throughout this week, it's always that time as well to look at making sure that your house is prepared and you have that defensible space around your home to stay fire safe.
Right. Not only the fire danger, but April is also call before you dig month, safe digging month. And boy, a lot of us are getting in the mood to make some outside changes around our house, be it planting some shrubs or adding a patio or deck, even putting in a new mailbox. All of those type of activities, when you are digging down into the ground, you need to call the 811 number, which is the call before you dig number. That's actually a national number. And don't do it the day you're planning to make the improvements or to plant the shrub, but give it just a few days' notice. There is no cost, but the utility company will come out and mark those, you know, the lines, water lines, sewage lines, electric lines. Not only can it be very expensive to make, you know, repairs on those when you've hit them, being the neighborhood bad guy if you put everybody out of service, but it actually can be really dangerous if you hit some of those lines. So make sure that you call that 811. That is the requirement, and it's really for your safety and for the safety of our community.
Exactly. Just 811. It'll connect you with all the various service providers, as Kathy mentioned, water, gas, all of the utility lines. Plus, you've got your telecommunication lines as well out in a lot of our yards and things like that. So they'll come out and mark for that. And of course, that is so crucial. And as you'd mentioned, not just if you're doing major work, but even if you're doing some smaller work that you may not think about it, it's always better safe than sorry, especially when it comes to things just right underneath your lawn.
That's right, Andrew. Even just a little shrub, or you think, well, you know, I'm putting some fence posts in, that's still digging into the ground, and people can and do hit some of those lines. So just give yourself a little bit of time. A little bit of pre-planning goes a long way to preventing injuries and other type of planting disasters. If you put your whole neighborhood out of electricity, you are not going to be very popular.
Exactly. Well, again, that phone number is 811. Best advice to call before you dig. And of course, throughout the next few days, be careful outside. Definitely make sure you're being fire conscious, fire aware. And of course, that's not just now, but really any time, especially as we get into the summer months, be careful if you're out there using any kind of fire or barbecue.
That's right. We are always in a, you know, we're asked all the time, when's high fire season? We live in Colorado Springs. I wouldn't live anywhere else, but we're always in high fire season. This is a dry climate, and that's partially why we love this climate, but we have to be just extra careful all the time.
All right, Kathy Hook with the Colorado Springs Fire Department. Thanks so much for joining me this morning on KRDO's Morning News. We'll talk with you guys at the fire department again the same time next Monday, and thank you for everything you do keeping our community safe and informed.
Thank you. Have a great warm week.
You as well. 8:41 right now on KRDO's Morning News. Let's take 60 seconds, get caught up on all of our top national and international headlines with ABC News.